What is up, Commanders fans? Welcome back to another episode of Believe in Commanders. Joined by Brian Murphy, I'm Anthony Armstrong, the original 1-3. Y'all know who I am, and y'all know who he is. And he's got an Orioles hat on today. I didn't even realize that you were an Orioles fan. That throws me off, honestly. Brian Murphy, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Yeah, well, so I was born in Maryland, and, you know, that was before the Nationals were a thing, or in between when the Senator and the Nationals, all that. So I grew up watching Cal Ripken, even though I'm down here in Atlanta. Appreciate the Braves, great team, but my heart is always with the Orioles. So wearing that today. We're recording on Thursday morning. That's after Adley Rutschman hit a walk-off two-run homer. So I had to rep the Orioles.
That's a name. Like, you, if you fast forward 50, 60 years, 100 years into the future, they're going to look back and say, I remember the day Adley Rutschman hit a home run back in Camden Field.
That's Camden Yard.
I'm sorry. I don't want to disrespect that. Beautiful. I love that ballpark. One of my favorites.
Oh, it's amazing.
One of my wife's favorites as well. Loves that place.
It's historic. And speaking of Atlanta, I know that they opened their ballpark, 2017? And they largely credited Camden Yards, among other places, of what they were modeling it after. So it's just a historic ballpark. It's not as old as some of the other historic ballparks, but it is definitely up there for the experience, the skyline, all that good stuff.
Yeah, man, that's one of those ones. You got to do the whole hit up all the baseball stadiums. That's for a whole other episode. But right now, I'll tell you this much. Make sure y'all do this. Like, subscribe, comment, rate this podcast, and tell your other Commanders fans to do the exact same thing. And you can watch us on all your Believe TV shows across the country and airports on YouTube. And you can read our top stories on SI.com. Check that out over there. And make sure you give us a follow on all of our socials at Believe Commanders. That's our handle. Come give us a holler. Right. Come give us a holler. And he's talking about MLB. We're talking about all that going on. And then the WNBA season has started. So Caitlin Clark is out there. Angel Reese is out there. The LA Aces are back. The Vegas Aces. Lordy, I'm all over the place. The Vegas Aces are back getting W's. And my Mavs go up 3-2 over OKC.
Big time.
Yes, indeed. And you said you were paying attention to Boston one as well.
That's right. And I was saying this time last week, we thought Anthony Edwards was on his way to the conference finals. And then, you know, the Joker was like, hang on a second, I'm the MVP. Reel off three straight. Man, so a lot of great games, a lot of great series across the NBA. And you can check them all out and bet on them if you'd like.
Yeah, you check them out over there at betonline.ag. They're the sponsor of the show. And BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. We already talked about the MLB. You've got golf. You've got NBA and NHL playoff going on right now as well. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. You can get your latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport that's out there. You see it, La Liga, NHL, UFC, MLB. We've talked about all of those things that are out there. But make sure you head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
That's right.
Lovely, lovely spot, man. I love Bet Online. They're good people.
Yeah, you can see futures for NFL, all that good stuff too. So be sure to check them out. We appreciate them bringing us the show every week. And I wonder if they have, now that the schedule is out, if they have some of the week one lines. I imagine those have to be coming if they're not out already. I know very early as we sit here in May, the first game's not till 4 months from now, but I have to imagine those will come up soon. So check that out.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're out there. I think I saw 3.5. 3.5 was the 3.5 dogs, I should say, on the road. We're going to talk about what it is. We're going to talk about the schedule release today. Obviously, the schedule has been released, and Brian did his best to avoid.
I've only seen three matchups. That's good for me for how I told you on text how much I'm on Twitter and just how that was just dominating the timeline.
Yeah,
I muted the word schedule and the word release, but that didn't stop it. So I saw the first two, and then I know when they play Atlanta. That's probably because, you know, I have Atlanta people on my timeline as well. Sure. So but for the rest of it, I don't know when the bye week is. I don't know when the primetime games are. I want to react live with you right here.
Oh man, yeah. I did see a couple of things. I did see the bye week. I saw a couple of the games. I peeked a little bit, but I didn't really.
You can't really see, even if you are watching, but I've got my little card here, week 1 through 18. I know when the season opener is, but I'm writing it down as we go. So
man. new. My man has a blank sheet of paper, y'all. That's what he has. He's like, I have my little card here. He's got a blank sheet of paper. Right. He's got a blank sheet of paper. So yes, we're talking about before we get to that though, let's talk about some football that's happening on the field right now, though. OTAs are underway.
Yeah.
OTAs are underway. And if you've been paying attention to it or not, there's been a lot of good talk from different veterans and some new additions and just everything that's been going on up there. 100% attendance is a great thing to see. A lot of competition, a lot of mentorship. What have you seen or heard about OTAs?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell. It's just kind of a short season, and you know, it seems like everything's going to be really good when a new regime comes into town. You probably want to build up the publicity, and there's probably not a lot of negative to talk about. But you know, I think all eyes are on Jaden Daniels. But I'm with you. I'm excited to see Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and some of these guys who are now on the team that we cheer for. Austin Eckler, the fact that they're running around Ashburn right now is pretty cool. So that's been the biggest storyline for me, but also just hearing how accurate Jaden Daniels has been. You know, the nerves don't seem to be getting to him. Obviously, the lights aren't on yet. You know, it's not when it matters, but the fact that he's been pretty crisp, that's really encouraging, and that's going to go a long way to him being successful. And hopefully this new era, this new regime, this new chapter in Commanders football being successful is starting with that guy.
It definitely will. And I'm going to dig into some interviews I saw that were done at OTAs over these past few things and some things that stood out to me. So stay tuned for that. It'll be another episode of the Believe in Commanders show. But right now, let's just jump right into this schedule thing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump right in. I'm going to show this up on the screen. Let me swap this thing out. Bam, we're going to share this tab instead. So you've got all these games that are aligned. If you're looking on the screen, you could see it on the screen. You can see it on YouTube. But if you're not, it's a wonderful graphic that the Commanders social team put together of their game. So you want to go preseason? Nah, forget preseason. Let's get right to it. First game of the season. The Commanders go on the road to Tampa Bay, Mike Evans and the Buccaneers.
Yeah, and Baker Mayfield, maybe forget that their playoff team had a pretty good season. I think, you know, they beat the Eagles. Yeah, they beat the Eagles, and then I think they played the Lions pretty tough, maybe within a possession or so. So a pretty solid team. You know, maybe on the surface you're not thinking that, but that's a interesting one to start off. Going to Tampa Bay, and I think you mentioned they're probably going to be dogs there, but an interesting one to start off, you know, in conference, but not in the division. We'll see how that one goes.
Yeah, I think it's a good test. You know, it'll be a solid test, just a litmus test. See where you're at. You know, 9-8 won the NFC South last year. They added Graham Barton out of Duke, added Bucky Irving out of Oregon, running back. So they had a little bit of firepower, a little bit of stability across that offensive line for Baker Mayfield. And Mike Evans is a dog. So as we know, you know, as it sits right now, the secondary is a little young. So some of these wide receiver matchups, obviously things can change between now and then. And nobody's played any football. But just on paper, you're looking like, okay, could Mike Evans have a potential big day? But what are we going to be paying attention to? So for what it is worth, I went ahead and said, let me go look up the line. BetOnline has the Commanders a 4-point underdog. All right, right now, way too early, 4-point dogs on the road. So no pressure, no worries. You'd have Baker Mayfield versus Jaden Daniels week one down in Tampa Bay. Now, that very next game, you get an in-division opponent. You get the Giants on the 15th of September at the crib. First game at Commanders Field.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
name that's going to be an exciting time. One. The energy is going to be high. Ideally, you're coming off of a W. You get to see an electric Malik Nabers. Brian Burns has been added to that Giants team. They were 6-11 last year. Yes, they finished third in this division, the NFC East. What do you think? I mean, who do you think is going to be the quarterback? Is Daniel Jones going to be healthy enough at that time?
I think he'll be out there. I think he's got a lot to prove, and not that he is going to push himself. Maybe he does, but I think that he's like, yeah, writing's on the wall. This team, whether or not it was true, was rumored to be interested in JJ McCarthy. They talked about, would they potentially take a quarterback top 10? Obviously they didn't. They went with Malik Nabers. So this is Daniel Jones, I think, last audition, last hurrah to prove that he's the Giants guy. And really, you know, Brian Daboll as well, right? A lot of that revolves around him. I mean, he stuck with Daniel Jones. He's made some decisions there. They looked really good a couple of years ago and then fallen back. But all that aside, the Commanders have struggled so much against this team, even when the Giants have not been very good. I really want to see them come out and make a statement in that first game. And as you mentioned, at Commanders Field, the first time it'll be a home game named with the name Commanders Field. So, you got to imagine that'll be rocking. It's always fun, a division matchup. So hopefully they can get a big dub there in week two.
Yes, indeed. We need that to happen. But the one thing that you can say is positive, no Saquon Barkley. No Saquon Barkley.
He's still in the division, but yeah, not with the Giants at least.
Yeah, so he's in a different jersey in that regard. I'm going to pull this back off screen. That way you can look at our ugly mugs. Next game, Monday Night Football.
That's right.
Slide on over there to Ohio. And I'd say shout out to Jerry. He's a camper of mine, big Bengals fan. He already said, hey, I saw we're playing Commanders next year. What do you say? We go up to a game. So I don't know. I may find my way up in up in Ohio in Cincinnati for this game. Yeah, welcome to the jungle. Commanders get to go see Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. That electric offense. They've added a few pieces as well. I'm excited to see them get an early Monday Night Football game. The LSU Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks dueling each other. You kidding me? This doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I think that'll be a big litmus test. I mean, what does Jaden Daniels do under the lights for the first time as a pro? You mentioned the LSU connections. Joe Burrow coming off an injury still pretty early on. Will he still be working out some kinks there? So that's a fun matchup out of the conference and a team that you kind of hope to be like, right? I mean, the Bengals were not much to talk about a couple years ago. Now they get an LSU quarterback. Can the Commanders follow suit?
Yeah, here's something that's so ironic about it is the Bengals were 9-8 as well last year. The Buccaneers were 9-8, made it. They won their division. They were in the playoffs. The Bengals were 9-8 and they missed it. Obviously, you know, injuries to Joe Burrow. So it's interesting to see, and it lets you know how tough that AFC North is. Like, absolutely stacked. Yeah. Having that matchup there, team that lost Jonah Williams went out to Arizona, but they did get Amarius Mims out of Georgia, Chris Jenkins out of Michigan, trying to build it up front. That's going to be a good matchup. And as it sits, you could very well be coming into that game 2-0. And I know that is a nasty number to look at for Commanders fans, Washington fans. It's like, Lord, 2-0. But you could be walking into that game 2-0. The Bengals.
You were 2-0 last year. Kind of wheels came off after that. You only got two wins the rest of the way. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You never know which way it could go. And it's interesting. You're coming up against other than Tampa Bay, two of your first three are against quarterbacks coming off of injuries. Still early in the season. It'll be close to a year since those guys have played around that roughly. So can you catch them being a little weak, kind of working the cobwebs off? That'll be an interesting little piece to those puzzles there early in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with what Dan Quinn can dial up with this defense and then people not having that much tape on them. That's something special as well. Here we go. Let's head out to the desert that following week. So just the 6 days away on the 29th, the Arizona Cardinals. That's where you're heading out to.
Kingsbury Bowl.
Cliff Kingsbury Bowl. Yes, indeed. High firepower offense you would expect. But a team that really did a great job in the draft, Manios for GM for the Cardinals. They drafted 12 players.
Dang. Yeah, that's probably one of the few teams that drafted more than the Commanders. I know that the Cardinals had a lot of draft capital.
Yeah, 4-13 from last year, but you add Marvin Harrison Jr. You get Kyler Murray healthy to start the season. Get Darius Robinson out of Mizzou. Max Melton was a CB that was, you know, kind of pegged to Washington. Trey Benson out of Florida State running back. So they've added some firepower. They've added some key players that you would expect to step in and make an impact straight away. Plus, like I said earlier, getting Jonah Williams from Cincinnati, you get some protection up front. for Kyler. So that's going to be, I think that's going to be one of those sneaky games where you're like, oh, you probably should win it. But hey, you know, as this league is, it's going to be tough all the way around.
Well, and look at the season opener last year. Arizona went to Washington. You kind of thought it'd be an easy dub in a new era for the Commanders. Commanders got it done. But even without Kyler Murray, with Josh Dobbs, the Cardinals hung tough. And yeah, you're right, the record wasn't great, but they hung tough. Kyler Murray came back late in the season and played some good football. So, yeah, definitely not one to slouch on, especially going out to the desert. It'll be interesting to see how that one goes.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Now, here we go. First game in October, the Browns are going to make their way to Commanders Field. 11-6 last year, so second in the AFC North. They had Deshaun Watson, but then Joe Flacco came in and was running the ship for a while. They lost to Houston in the first round and added some guys up front on the offensive and defensive line. This would be an exciting game. A really tough challenge to see what they do, especially when they're at full firepower. Nick Chubb could be back. Amari Cooper's out there. Then they just added a receiver. I cannot think who they added.
Jerry Jeudy.
That's right. Kind
of underwhelming so far, but you think maybe with a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, could he take a leap there? So, yeah, but you always think about Cleveland with a tough defense. You got to account for Myles Garrett. You got to know where he is at all times. But you're right. The Browns kind of do have a pretty good offense. And no offense to Joe Flacco, but I think Deshaun Watson's a little bit better quarterback. I mean, we'll see. He did not play well the last time we saw him and then being banged up. But, yeah, an interesting team that has to kind of wish, you already mentioned the AFC North, kind of wishes they were probably in a different division, because they'd probably win their division pretty regularly. But when you're stacked up against Baltimore and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, mm-hmm. it's tough, but they're a legit team.
It is tough. But speaking of Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, that very next week on the 13th, you head up 495 to M&T Bank Field to play the Ravens. All right, so that's that Jaden versus Lamar Bowl. Those are the draft comparisons. This is who they pegged him as. And in my opinion, I feel that coming out of college, Jaden's a better passer than people would have given Lamar credit for. But when you're going up against a team that's going to make deep runs into the playoffs time and time again, these are some games that are really going to test you and see actually what you're made of.
Yeah, reigning MVP, that's all you need to know. The Ravens, they just win year in and year out, still trying to get over the hump and with Lamar Jackson, but I think that time is coming. They're everything you want to be, and they're right near you. So take some notes, hopefully steal a dub on the road, but Ravens are always tough. I wish these teams would play more often. I know they play in the preseason, probably. I know they're not playing this year because they play in the regular season, but you kind of wish this was a more of a rivalry, more of a divisional matchup if they were to rearrange things. But they're the standard in the NFL, I think, or one of them. And so you gotta go take it from them. And you know, I don't know that comparing Jaden Daniels, who's never played a game, to a two-time MVP and Lamar Jackson is fair, but you're right. The comparisons are there, the athleticism, the speed, the quickness, but then also being able to throw a dime. That's what you want from Jaden Daniels. So not a bad comparison overall, and not a bad place for him to cut his teeth 6 weeks into the season.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Let's see what you made of, my man. Now, here's a game that's coming up next. Carolina Panthers, they had their head up to Commanders Field before a two-game homestand. You've got Bryce Young. You've got Xavier Leggett, first-round pick out of South Carolina. Jonathan Brooks, Jatavion Sanders, a potentially exciting offense. And they were 2-15 last year, so they stunk it up. Mm-hmm. But it really, really can't say too much because, you know, he had the second pick in the draft. So, you can't really talk that much noise. This is one of them games. Do not. And I'm saying it now. Do not come up short in this game, in this matchup.
Well, and I think the NFL is kind of keeping an eye on this one, too, for them to put it at 405. Neither team is a West Coast team. That's usually kind of a prime spot there. I don't know if it's America's Game of the Week or whatnot, but two young quarterbacks going at it. Bryce Young, tough rookie season. His coach was gone before halfway through the season. It seems like a year later, they're actually, as you mentioned, with all those weapons, actually surrounding him with a supporting cast. And yeah, this is another comparison game. I mean, you go from Lamar Jackson, who you kind of compare to another quarterback who was taken number one overall the year before you. You know, just a couple of quarterback comparisons, and then it continues the very next week. So this little stretch here, it's all about the quarterbacks and how does Jaden Daniels measure up against them.
Well, you know what, you said that, and mentioning, you know, how do they look at this matchup between these two teams? I just went and looked at the Thursday night game, and I'm getting a little bit ahead of it, but I think they're trying to boost up the Thursday night game quality rather than it having be two bad teams that always are playing on Thursday. So we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks here coming up when the Commanders are playing on Thursday night. That very following week, 10-27, this one you're going to have circled, DC folks. Caleb Williams is coming to town, all right? Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears are coming back home to the district, and y'all going to have to put on for the city, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because he's going to be bringing all his new weaponry at wide receiver. He's got Keenan Allen. He's got DJ Moore. You remember what DJ Moore did last time?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Right?
And he's got this one other guy. He's got this one other guy that he's brought over here as well. You can look on the screen. He's got Rome Odunze. Him and Rome Odunze, they redid the Stepbrothers post.
So I literally just showed this to my wife. I don't care who it is. That meme, the Stepbrothers stance with the hands on the shoulder, will forever be funny to me. I love it. I think it's just so pure. It's so funny. But yeah, you got to deal with those guys, two rookies, two top 10 picks coming to your house. Obviously, this is just, it's Caleb versus Jaden. I mean, I know that it's all about the teams. I know football is a team sport, but this week it's going to be, hey, it's the number one pick versus the number two pick. It's going to be all over the headlines, all over the pregame shows, and it's a chance for the Commanders to make a statement, for Jaden Daniels to make a statement. But you have to know that Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick, is going to want to come home, as you mentioned, and make a statement there as well.
I guess if you had to say right now, who would the pressure be on in that game? Who would you give it to?
Oh, Caleb Williams. I think 100% the number one pick. I think in a way, Commanders might not be. I think some people are thinking they're not quite there. So Jaden Daniels would be nice, but they're not quite there. But the Bears, they finished last year strong. They made a move. They got, so did the Commanders, but they made a move. They got rid of a first round pick to bring in the number one overall guy. That puts the pressure and the target squarely on Caleb Williams in my eyes.
Yeah. And frankly, just the way you hear how Jaden carries himself, he always has a pretty calm demeanor. So I don't feel like he'd get too high or too low on it all. Anyways, let's keep this party rolling. You're going on the road this week to the Meadowlands to play the New York Giants. That's the first game of November. That's a 1 p.m. We already spoke about that team. Now, 11-10, that very next week, back at the home, back at the crib, you got the Pittsburgh Steelers. New look Pittsburgh Steelers. Kenny Pickett, out of there. Russell Wilson, in there. Justin Fields, also in there, and could be returning kicks. Did you see that?
I saw that with the new rules, you know, could you get an athlete like him back there? Go for it. But I would also be sending my special teams unit out to just hit him.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, though, it makes a lot of sense because he's shown that he can, you know, obviously have designed runs. Now, with the way that this new kickoff rule is, you're starting so close and it's just a shrunk down kickoff play. You're not going to have anywhere near as high impact collisions, and you'll have much better chance to see if this guy can actually break something loose. So I could see him being back there. But either way, guys, remember how last time Justin Fields came to town, he had a hell of a game. We don't want him to have a hell of a game, right?
Yeah.
Don't want him to have a hell of a game. Now, let's talk about – go ahead.
Let me ask you this real quick. Speaking of not just kickoffs, who's the starting quarterback at that point in Week 10? Do they pull Russ? Is Justin Fields in there? Is it a combo? What's your guess here on May 16th?
Man, let's see. That is 6-9. That's 10 weeks. That's the 10th game of the season. I think you might be seeing Justin Fields.
I think so, too. I don't know what at that point. I don't know what Russ has left, but I know that Justin Fields can give you more of a spark than anything Russell can do.
I'll say this. If Russ is still there, he may have some magic left, and you may be like, golly, we hope we see Justin Fields. So you got to put some respect on the man's name. He has won some Super Bowls in this league. Next game, Thursday Night Football, the Eagles right? The Eagles are right
in
there.
In Philly.
So last time you went to Philly, Sam Howell was out there giving people fits because he was able to stay nice and calm and relaxed about it. So now, what do you think about this matchup? This is one I was saying on Thursday Night Football. It feels like they're trying to make those games higher quality.
Yeah, and right in the middle, you know, kind of middle second half of the season, it's a big time. A lot of times that's a turning point in the league. Could you get some momentum, steal a victory from a team that you know, has kind of been the standard of the division the last few years? That's a big one. Yeah, yeah. It just seems like they're not putting a whole lot of spotlights on the Commanders, but when they are, there's some good matchups.
Yeah,
and I'm excited about that one.
Here, overall, looking at the Thursday night games, starting out with Baltimore, Kansas City, then Buffalo, Miami, New York, Jets versus the Patriots. And that one could be Dallas, New York Giants, Tampa Bay, Atlanta. So a divisional matchup, San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, New Orleans. So Denver at New Orleans, the Sean Payton game.
Yeah, that's interesting. A lot of them have headlines for sure, but almost all of those are division matchups. So it does. Yeah. You know, even if it's a bad game, I think the NFL is like, well, at least it's going to be a division game. It's going to matter a little bit more, even if it is sloppy on Thursday night.
Yep. And I mean, shoot. So there are some better matchups on Thursdays. Maybe it'll help people pay attention to it a little bit more and not have to worry about being two rinky-dink teams getting it done. Here we go. Next game at the crib. This is the first time that we're going to see this team this season. The Dallas Cowboys, week 12. Up there. Okay. So Dallas has had a really interesting offseason, really. I mean, especially being down here in Dallas, people upset at the lack of activity that they've had in free agency. And now they welcome back Ezekiel Elliott. Tony Pollard's gone. Obviously, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., Tyler Biadasz, Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler. The list goes on of former Cowboys that have joined this staff in Washington and this team in Washington, you know, to build up that anticipation again to go play Dallas. I mean, they know where the money is. I would absolutely love for this game to obviously not just have meaning for the fact that it's a Dallas matchup, but to have meaning because there's some wins that you've gotten. You're trying to play for some playoff positioning and division finishing.
Absolutely. Yeah, you said it all. It's a big one, and it's a new era. You're coming off a little mini bye playing on Thursday night against the Eagles. Can you use that extra time to get Dan Quinn a revenge win against his former team? And you mentioned all the guys that came with him. So, yeah, everything set up there for you for the Cowboys in week 12.
There we go. Now we're going into week 13, December 1st. You've got the Titans, the new-look Titans. The new look Titans are coming into town, so you get to stay home. You get the mini bye week. You get two home games, and then you go into your bye week. So I think that for having a week 14 bye, we'll talk about that. But having that week 14 bye, this is kind of favorable because you don't have to have a lot of travel, right? Mm-hmm. You go back before that. You're at home against Pittsburgh. Philly's just a quick train ride up and back. Home for Dallas. Home for Tennessee. Then you get a bye week. So anyways, Tennessee is coming into town the 1st of December. Will Levis got a new weapon outside by the name of, Calvin Ridley. Hell of a receiver, right? He's going to be able to get open. You don't have to deal with Derrick Henry anymore. But now you got Tony Pollard in the backfield. Then they also added J.C. Latham, OT out of Alabama, and they traded for L'Jarius Sneed and Chidobe Awuzie. So, they picked up a Awuzie free agency, traded for L'Jarius Sneed. Rand Carthen's doing his thing down in Tennessee. This could be a tough matchup. This could be a sneaky team. What do you think about it?
Yeah, along with maybe Carolina and the Giants that we already mentioned, this feels like, hey, Will Levis, what do you got? Are you the real deal? We're going to surround you with some guys with some extra talent, beef up the line, and let you see if you're the guy. And you know, you hopefully it's not against you, and hopefully you can take care of Tennessee. I think they've gotten better, but I think this is a very comparable team. Two young quarterbacks, not quite sure who your identity is, new eras with new coaches, all that good stuff. So yeah, this will be an interesting one. This should be one that you win. But should, could, would doesn't really matter in the NFL. You know, things are totally different by the time you get there. But an interesting matchup, cross conference. We'll just see how the Commanders hold their own.
Yes, indeed. Hey, there's some games in here that are really going to test their mettle. Bye week is week 14. I think they had the bye week in week 14 last year. That makes for a really long season. But like I said, leading into it, and I can even look back further, all the way back into October, you only go on the road one time, and that's to New York. And before that, here's the stat I saw. The Commanders are traveling the least amount of miles.
Yeah.
So they're not that far away. They don't have to travel that far. So this could be favorable since they're having the week 14 bye. But after that, they go down to the Big Easy, New Orleans.
That's so right.
If you're not going for the game, go for the food. The New Orleans Saints, is it going to be Spencer Rattler? What do you think? You think Spencer Rattler is going to be at the helm there?
Ah, man, Derek Carr is like the ultimate wild card. Like we've seen him before way early in his career. He played at like an MVP level until he got hurt. Yeah. And then we see last year that, you know, I don't know what he was, but it wasn't very good. I wouldn't be shocked if Spencer Rattler's in there, but I also wouldn't be shocked if Derek Carr has him at, you know, 10-3 or whatever it is and fighting for the division. It just seems like it's going to be either really good or really bad with the Saints. That's just kind of how it goes right now with them.
Yeah. When you say it, hell, they were 9-8 last year as well. So they were second in that division, right? You could have been in the bottom of the AFC North, but they definitely weren't. I don't think they're better than the Bengals. I don't think they're better than those other teams in the AFC North, but bringing in Tyler Fuaga and Kool-Aid McKinstry. So there's some playmakers that they brought out there that are getting into some action. 12-22, you get your hated rival. The Philadelphia Eagles are coming to town right there at the crib. And then this next game is going to be some tears. There's going to be some people crying, I think. Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
They got it at 12-28 or 29. Kirk Cousins is coming to town with the Atlanta Falcons. Now, hell, the question here is it going to be Kirk or is it going to be Michael Penix Jr.?
Yeah, I really think that the Falcons are the team to beat in the NFC South, even with the confusing pick of Michael Penix Jr. I could see this being a Michael Penix Jr. game, not because Kirk's inefficient, but because you're 2 weeks out from the playoffs. Could the Falcons potentially have things locked up? And you start Michael Penix, try to get him some reps and try to justify that top 10 pick? Or if things crash and burn, do you dip on Kirk Cousins by that point in the season and let Michael Penix play? It's the Kirk Cousins Bowl, but we might not even see Kirk Cousins. I might make that a hot take that Kirk Cousins doesn't even play in this game.
Man, see, that's a tough one. He takes things personally. I think he doesn't let them out, you know, so much, but these games mean a lot to him. So I know he would have this one circled, bright, big, in red Sharpie, you know, just double, triple circle.
He would, but the funny thing is that there's not a soul in Washington, I mean, with the team, that had anything to do with the team when he was there, except for maybe Tressway.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. It's all about the name and about where it's at. But I agree with you. I think he does take it personally. I think he'll always kind of have if you ask him, he'd probably say it politely, but I'm sure he has a little bit of bitterness when it comes to the DC area and the team that plays there.
Man, I can tell you when it preseason, when I was with Cleveland just for them few couple of weeks and we came back to play Washington, I wanted to beat Washington so bad. And I think it might have been Jay Gruden was the head coach at the time. Like, there it wasn't any of the same crew that was there, really. I think Sean McVay was the OC of those years. Mm-hmm. So, but it was preseason, right? I just want to make a play and be like, y'all piss me off. This is what it was. But anyway, so yeah, he's got it circled a little bit. But very well could see Michael Penix Jr. They let us know at Believe Commanders on social media, folks. What do you think of all those games? Do you think what quarterback you think is going to be there? Is it in the Atlanta game? Is it Cousins or is it Penix? Is it Spencer Rattler? Is he going to be there against the Saints? The Steelers game. Yeah, is it going to be Russ or is it going to be Justin Fields? Week 18,
third straight year,
the league did it to you. Dallas on the road. Okay, TBD is what it says.
Did you? Yeah. So hopefully you're hoping it's to either get to the playoffs or knock the Cowboys out of the playoffs. Either way, it's a big game because it's the Cowboys and you want to beat the snot out of them regardless of what it is. But the third straight year you finish with them, I think that the league just loves that and they would love it even more if it has playoff implications on the line. So
yeah,
it is what it is. It's probably going to be that way. For the better part of the next 10 years, you're probably going to end against the Cowboys. That's just the way it goes.
I mean, it's only right that they do that. I mean, I wish that they would do this in college. Like, like the way that they – I hate that there would be like a mid-season Alabama versus directional South Carolina team. Why y'all playing them right now? Right, like, right. Your rest of your division is battling each other. Like, load y'all front part of y'all schedule up with some cake, and then at the end, now y'all all got a battle. That's what I think would work out a little bit better, but I don't know nothing.
Yeah, so your final seven games, six of them are against conference opponents, not to mention two against Philly and two against Dallas. So four of those six are division opponents. That's why that Tennessee one's just so random. It does feel like that, like, oh, we had to work this in. We got to cut a check to this little school, like you mentioned. But I love the NFL seems to be getting it right that they're moving to these divisional matchups in the big times of the year. Right. I think a couple years ago, maybe more now, that all week 18 or all at the time week 17 matchups are divisional matchups because a lot of times you're deciding the division on that last day of the year. But I would love to see like maybe the last month be all divisional. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, it'd be something to see. Yeah, it would be, I don't know. Now I feel like you're going to start playing around with resting players and stuff like that. Now you're like, oh, well, maybe we just wait until later on. I don't know.
Yeah, and talking about an 18th game and Joe Burrow said we need another bye. So there may be a little bit of that. You know, do you sit out, you sit a guy knowing that you have a bye week coming up and then knowing you have like a short week, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we'll talk on that.
But the interesting thing you mentioned, the bye, it leaves them with a month worth of games, four games after the bye, all conference games. So it could be jockeying for position, not to mention two division games in Philly and Dallas. So while the bye is kind of late, I think it comes at a crucial time for you, but right before that last month that you can hopefully – you know, are they a playoff team? I'm sure we'll talk about it. We'll see as the summer goes on, kind of how we're thinking. But right now on paper, that leaves you that last month to potentially sneak in or solidify your spot in the playoffs. So while it is late, that first half of the season, I'm interested to see what they do in that month after the bye week.
Yeah, for what it's worth, BetOnline has it, the line set at 6.5 wins. So you're way too early prognostications. Maybe you think that you're going to get the odds really well. Slide on over to betonline.ag. Use that code. Believe, BLEAV. Get that 50% welcome bonus.
And going back, I know we could do like a whole another hour on the schedule, but you mentioned traveling. The farthest they go is Arizona, and they get that knocked out in the first month of the season. So you're going to be relatively well rested when it comes to wear and tear and traveling. Mm-hmm. And then I look at – this is the most crucial stretch of games for me. I don't know if you have a stretch here, but after that Arizona game in week four, you play Cleveland at home, you go right up the road to Baltimore, you play Carolina, and you play Chicago at home. Those are essentially four games, a month worth of games, where you can basically stay in your own bed. I'd love to hear what you think about that as a player. You probably prefer that. But also, those games are huge quarterback matchups. You're potentially facing Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Bryce Young, and I almost said Justin Fields for Chicago, but now we know it's Caleb Williams. Those are all young quarterbacks that Jaden Daniels, they're going to be talking a lot about the quarterback matchups, and I think that stretch of games right there for the lack of travel and the matchups, potentially winnable games there, you got to take advantage of.
You really do. You really, really do. I mean, but they're not, you know, cakes. A couple of them are, you'd say, like, okay, out of there, you know, but staying home and having that familiarity of your routine and schedule, being able to get back to that same schedule as fast as possible is going to be good, right? And like you said, just not having to go that far on a couple of those games, those road games in New York and Philly, those are just quick train rides, right? A little up and down flights. You don't have to, don't be too much outside of your norm. Hell, it may be a break to be away from home, especially getting close to Thanksgiving and Halloween and things of that nature. So it may be good to have a little break, but all that, man, that's exciting. It's exciting to see those. We'll talk more about the schedule and different, you know, breakdowns and different quarters of the year and just how things will play out. But right now we got to let y'all go. We got to let y'all go back to y'all day. We appreciate y'all hanging out with us and tuning in. Jump over there at Believe Commanders on X, on IG, all that good stuff. Chime in for us. Want to hear what game are y'all most excited for, right? Give us your picks of what quarterbacks are going to be there, especially in those games where you're just not sure. The Steelers, is it Russ? Is it Fields? Is it Michael Penix? Is it Kirk Cousins? Who's going to be out there for us?
Let us know, and be sure to check out our guys at Bet Online as well. If you want to place an over under on the Commanders win total, if you want to check out all the other sports going on, if you want to play some futures bets on football, you can check all that out with our guys at betonline.ag and use that code BLEAV for a 50% welcome bonus. We always appreciate those guys bringing us the show every time we get together.
Yes, indeed. And tune in anywhere you can catch your private podcast, because we're there, and you catch us on the game plan when that gets started coming up next season with Reach TV. But for Brian Murphy, it's your boy Anthony Armstrong. We'll catch you guys on the next episode of Believe in Commanders. Y'all be good.